Thank you for joining us this evening for our carols evening. And my challenge as we draw to the end of our service is, what does Christ really mean to you this Christmas? What does Christ really mean to you this Christmas? One of the passages that we read this evening as part of the Christmas story was Luke chapter 2, verse number 7, where it reads, "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Let me ask you once again this evening, what does Christmas mean to you? More importantly, what should Christmas mean to you and I? During this time of the year, Christmas, we celebrate God's entrance into the world through the birth of Jesus Christ. And we find within the pages of the New Testament several responses to the birth of Jesus Christ. And we note here in Luke chapter 2, one of those key responses that pretty much sums up where most people are at, unfortunately, when it comes to Christmas. The context of Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, is that Joseph and Mary, in making their way to Bethlehem in order to pay their taxes. Why Bethlehem? Well, Bethlehem was Joseph's ancestral home. Joseph was a descendant of King David, according to chapter 1, verse 27. The Bible teaches that. So he had to go back to Bethlehem in order to pay his taxes. Mary, who was due to give birth imminently, accompanied Joseph for this very reason. The couple knew that they would have a child during this time. And also they were aware at this stage and by this time that this child to be born was no ordinary child. This child to be born will be the Messiah, the Saviour of the world. And more so, I have no doubt in my mind that they understood that this child would be born in Bethlehem. For Micah chapter 5, verse number 2 teaches us that the Messiah to come will be born in Bethlehem. This prophecy was made well over 400 years before this time. Bethlehem is not far from Jerusalem, the main city. Bethlehem was a small place, a very small population. But this is where Joseph had to return to in order to pay his taxes. And yet he had with him his wife that was about to give birth. Now it's no coincidence that as they made their way to Bethlehem, this child will be due to be born. God's timing is always perfect. And as we read there earlier on, there in Luke chapter 2, verse number 7, Joseph and Mary, in seeking accommodation in Bethlehem, were told by an innkeeper, we're not given his name, "I have no room for you." No room for them in the inn. As a result, this family stayed the night amongst animals, We read of a manger in verse number 7, and a feeding trough for animals. So because there was no room for Joseph and Mary, they spent the night amongst animals. And lo and behold, Jesus Christ was born. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. Why? Because there was no room for them in the inn. There was no room for them in the inn. No room for Jesus Christ. Let me ask you this evening, my friend, is your life so full of other things that you also have no room for Jesus Christ? We all live busy lives. Yes, it's good to be busy, but at times it's not good to be so busy because it gets in the way of what really matters most. And that which really should be our priority. Our lives are full of things and occupations, but to what end and what for? There was no room for the Lord Jesus in the inn. And I'm afraid that for many, during this Christmas season, there is no room for Jesus Christ. I trust that that is not you this evening. Why should we make room for Jesus Christ, you ask? Well, the Bible teaches us it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. Your life, my life, is like a vapor, a puff of smoke. And what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? We need to make room for Jesus Christ. That's what Christmas is all about. And what a sad commentary to read that upon Joseph and Mary arriving there in Bethlehem, just seeking some accommodation, there was no room for them in the inn. My friend, this evening, the Bible teaches us that we all have an eternal spirit. And when you and I die, and you will die eventually. Because the Bible teaches us, for the wages of sin is death. Because we have a sinful nature, we are breaking down physically, and it's only a matter of time before you and I will die. We have an eternal spirit, and when we die, we'll either go to one of two places, the Bible teaches us. Heaven or hell. I'm sorry, there's nothing in between. You determine which of the two will be your eternal abode. Heaven or hell. God has made room for all to go to heaven. God has made room for all to go to heaven. In John chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, the Lord Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." And listen carefully to this portion. "I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you." See, God has made room for all to enter heaven. This is the purpose of his coming. This is the purpose of his virgin birth. He that was without sin, Jesus Christ, was willing to live and die for your sin and for my sin. And the Lord Jesus said shortly before his departure, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But God commendeth or demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God has made room for all to enter heaven. Will you make room for Jesus Christ this Christmas? He's made room for you. Will you make room for him? I hope you will make room for Jesus Christ this Christmas by receiving him as your own personal Savior. For this is the purpose of Christmas. This is what we honour. This is what we celebrate. This is what we sing about and rejoice over, that God has made room for us. Though we are sinful and we are not worthy of a place in God's inn, heaven, he has made room for us. That innkeeper said to Joseph and Mary, no room. Now, I think that was a bit nasty. I've no doubt that Mary looked the part. She was about to give birth. And that innkeeper said, no room in the inn for you. That's not the God of heaven, my friend. The God of heaven has made room for you. The God of heaven has made room for me. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Will you make room for Jesus Christ this Christmas? For this is the purpose of his birth, his entrance into the world. In order to provide salvation for you and I, to make room for you and I, to escape the judgment of God because of our sin and to enjoy forgiveness and eternal life in Jesus Christ. No room for Jesus Christ? Or room for Jesus Christ this Christmas? For many during this Christmas time, I'm afraid it seems to me, they have no time, no room for Jesus Christ. Yet Jesus Christ has made room for all to go to heaven. And I invite you this evening to make room for Jesus Christ in your heart and life by receiving Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. See, he was named Jesus because of his purpose in coming. God said via that angelic being to Joseph, you will call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's what Christmas is all about. I love the goodwill that surrounds Christmas. I love the food that surrounds Christmas. I love spending time with people that I love, that I think love me during Christmas. I love giving gifts. I don't mind getting the odd gift. It's a beautiful time of the year. All that's well and good. But that's not Christmas. Christmas is all about God making room for you and I to enter heaven. And I challenge you this evening to make room for Jesus Christ. No room for Jesus Christ? Or room for Jesus Christ? Because God has made room for you. And we simply make room for Christ by inviting Him, receiving His gift of eternal life. A gift has no invoice attached. It's free. But to what avail is a gift without the reception of that gift? And my friend, this evening, God has made room for you to enter heaven, and He offers you a gift. But you need to be prepared to receive it. I invite you this Christmas to receive Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. And you can do so in the quietness of your own heart. We don't earn a room in heaven. We simply receive that offer of a place in heaven by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior. And I'd like to invite you this evening, if you've yet to make room for Jesus Christ, I invite you in the quietness of your own heart to make room for Him. And you can do so right now. Let's have every head bowed, every eye